Welcome to episode one of our brand new series, Muscle Recovery and Tissue Repair. I'm your host, Lena Carter, and joining me is Dr. Samuel Clark, a molecular biologist whose expertise in peptide science continues to shape how we understand healing and regeneration.
Glad to be here.
In this opening deep dive, we're exploring two peptides that are transforming the way researchers look at recovery, BPC-157 and TB-500.
Yes, they've certainly generated a lot of interest.
These compounds are gaining attention for their potential roles in tissue repair, reduced inflammation, and faster recovery after injury within research contexts. At the heart of this conversation is BC9, a brand that's setting new standards in peptide research.
Mm-hmm.
With their commitment to purity, transparency, and third-party testing, BC9 is ensuring that the scientific community has access to research-grade compounds they can trust.
That quality aspect is absolutely essential for good science.
We'll break down how BPC-157 and TB-500 are being rigorously investigated, why they're considered groundbreaking in the field of recovery science, and how BC9's dedication to quality makes a tangible difference for researchers worldwide. So if you're curious about the intricate science driving the next generation of muscle and tissue repair, you're in the right place.
Let's dive in. Okay, let's unpack this. In the realm of scientific inquiry, it feels like few compounds have gotten quite as much focused attention for their potential contributions to injury recovery as BPC-157 and TB-500.
That's certainly true.
It's genuinely fascinating how they've emerged as these really compelling candidates for, you know, understanding and maybe improving tissue repair, inflammation control, and just the overall recovery processes in studies.
Indeed. And while their cellular mechanisms are quite distinct, which we'll get into, researchers are continually uncovering how these compounds might fundamentally reshape our comprehension of injury and healing right down at the microscopic level.
And, you know, for any robust scientific investigation, having access to peptides of the highest purity and consistency, well, it isn't just advantageous, it's absolutely critical.
You need to know what you're working with.
Exactly. It ensures the reliability and, importantly, the reproducibility of experimental outcomes. This is precisely where platforms like BC9 become indispensable for research teams needing these compounds for their studies.
Okay, so let's start by digging into BPC-157, body protection compound 157. Even the origin story is intriguing. It's a synthetic peptide, but derived from a protective protein found naturally in the human stomach.
Yes, that's correct. And what's truly compelling here is the broad spectrum of findings that researchers consistently observe, particularly in preclinical models like animal studies.
Okay.
Scientists have seen BPC-157 demonstrate a remarkable capacity to support accelerated recovery in various types of damaged tissues.
Such as?
For instance, in studies focusing on muscle injuries, findings often indicate fast repair of damaged muscle fibers. That has significant implications for just understanding basic muscle healing.
Wow.
And beyond that, there are compelling observations suggesting its profound involvement in promoting angiogenesis.
Angiogenesis, that's new blood vessel formation, right?
Precisely. And that process is absolutely essential for the robust recovery of connective tissues like tendons and ligaments. It directly improves the delivery of vital nutrients and oxygen to the injured site.
So it helps fuel the repair.
It fosters quicker and more complete repair in these models, yes.
And you mentioned inflammation earlier. BPC-157 seems to influence that too. How does that help with recovery in these research settings?
That's a crucial aspect. Evidence from experimental models consistently points toward BPC-157's ability to sort of modulate inflammatory pathways.
Modulate, meaning control it.
Kind of regulate it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Inflammation is, of course, a natural and necessary first step in healing. But when it becomes prolonged or excessive,
it causes more problems.
Exactly. It can paradoxically hinder long-term recovery and even lead to greater tissue damage. In lab settings, BPC-157 seems to help regulate this delicate balance, potentially mitigating the detrimental effects of, say, chronic inflammation, and maybe reducing the overall downtime associated with an injury in these models.
And how does it do that? Do researchers know the mechanism?
Well, researchers are particularly interested in its intricate interaction with the nitric oxide pathway.
Ah, nitric oxide, important stuff.
Very. This pathway is a fundamental regulator of blood flow, and it's intimately linked to tissue regeneration processes. So this interaction, it opens up really exciting avenues for understanding how we might enhance the body's own healing mechanisms, moving beyond just managing symptoms towards more fundamental restoration.
The potential for tapping into intrinsic healing, That sounds incredibly promising for future therapeutic models down the line. Okay, let's switch gears a bit to TB500. It's a synthetic version of thymosin beta-4, also gaining a lot of traction in injury research. What makes its role unique compared to BPC-157?
Right, so TB500's unique contribution seems to be primarily centered around its regulation of actin. Actin, it's a highly dynamic protein, a critical part of the cell's skeleton, the cytoskeleton. It's essential for cell structure, movement, and just a whole host of cellular processes.
So TB500 influences how cells move and interact.
Fundamentally, yes, particularly in response to injury. In various investigations, key areas of interest include TB500's role in promoting cell migration.
Migration, so getting cells to the right place.
Essentially, yeah. Encouraging repair cells, like fibroblasts and endothelial cells, to efficiently move to the site of injury. That guided cellular movement is an absolutely essential component of efficient tissue repair and regeneration.
Makes sense.
Scientists have also observed things like improved wound closure and enhanced tissue regeneration in various experimental setups, suggesting a broad restorative capacity.
And does it also have an anti-inflammatory aspect like BPC-157, or is that different?
Yes, like BPC-157, the current understanding suggests TB500 may also contribute to regulating inflammatory responses, so potentially minimizing long-term damage in various injury models. However, a particularly captivating characteristic of TB500 for researchers is its apparent systemic effect.
Systemic, meaning sort of body-wide.
That's the idea being explored.
Yeah.
Unlike some compounds that might exert their main influence locally, right at the injury site, observations suggest this peptide's effects could be more widespread throughout the organism in test models.
Huh. So that could be useful for different kinds of injuries.
Potentially. It makes it a compelling subject for investigations into, say, systemic injuries, chronic conditions, or situations where a broader coordinated influence on cellular repair and regeneration is desired across multiple affected tissues within a research context.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting for me. You've got these two peptides, BPC-157 and TB500. They have distinct but maybe complementary cellular mechanisms. How are researchers looking at them together? Is there like synergy?
That's a really insightful question. And yeah, it's something that occupies a lot of thought in the research community.
Yeah.
While both compounds are definitely being explored for their individual contributions,
Right.
their distinct modes of action absolutely lend themselves to the idea of a combined approach in research models.
Okay, so how do they differ again, just quickly?
So BPC-157, as we discussed, seems to operate more directly on accelerating the repair of damaged tissues, mainly by fostering new blood vessel formation, that angiogenesis, and skillfully modulating the inflammation right at the injury site.
Got it. Direct repair and inflammation control.
Pretty much. TB500, on the other hand, seems to enhance the body's innate ability to mobilize its own repair cell.
The cell migration thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Facilitated their directed movement and just overall cellular efficiency in the healing process.
So one's fixing the site, the other's bringing in the workers.
That's actually a great way to put it. If we connect this to the bigger picture of complex injury recovery, scientists studying diverse injury models frequently hypothesize and sometimes observe that these two might indeed exhibit a powerful synergistic effect.
Like 1 + 1 = 3 kind of thing.
Potentially, in terms of the overall outcome in these models, using your analogy, BBC-157 is like the rapid repair crew fixing the broken structures and managing the local environment, while TB500 is the logistical master, ensuring that new building materials and skilled workers of the repair cells get quickly and efficiently brought where they're most needed.
That makes a lot of sense, a coordinated effort at the molecular level.
Which could lead to more robust and complete healing outcomes in research studies than either peptide might achieve alone.
That analogy really paints a clear picture. So, stepping back a bit, how are peptides like these, BPC-157 and TB500, with these unique mechanisms? How are they actually transforming the whole landscape of injury research compared to, say, more traditional approaches? It feels like a big shift.
It really does feel that way. Traditionally, injury recovery investigations have often centered on, conventional methods, using anti-inflammatory drugs to manage symptoms, maybe surgical repair, developing physical therapy models.
The standard stuff.
The standard stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And while those approaches are undeniably vital and have achieved huge successes, they often come with inherent limitations.
Mike.
Things like prolonged healing timelines, sometimes the formation of that undesirable, inelastic scar tissue, which can impair function.
Right, not ideal.
Or sometimes just an incomplete restoration of the original tissue integrity. Peptides, however, are opening entirely new scientific frontiers, by offering the potential to directly target and modulate specific biological pathways right at the fundamental molecular level.
So we're talking about the potential for significantly faster, maybe more effective healing that's tailored to the actual cellular machinery of recovery, not just managing the aftermath.
Precisely. For researchers, a major area of excitement comes from observations in various preclinical studies. They're indicating potentially shorter recovery windows for soft tissues compared to traditional experimental models.
Faster healing.
And also, numerous investigations point to a reduction in fibrosis.
Fibrosis, that's the scar tissue.
That's the formation of excessive scar tissue, yes. Less scar tissue means the potential for more natural, functional, and maybe even aesthetically superior recovery in these models, allowing damaged tissues to regain something closer to their original mechanical properties.
That's huge for functional recovery.
Absolutely. And what's truly expansive for the field of scientific inquiry is their broad potential application.
Yeah.
These peptides aren't just being explored for muscle and tendon injuries.
Oh.
They're also subjects of intense study in areas like organ repair, vascular healing, even nerve regeneration in some complex laboratory setup.
Oh, okay.
So this strategic shift in focus, moving from primarily surface-level management of symptoms to a deeper cellular-level emphasis on fundamental tissue restoration, it really marks a profound evolution in injury research, aiming for a more complete and efficient healing process in the lab.
It's clear the scientific potential here is just enormous. But,
yeah.
And this is a big but for the researchers and labs doing these groundbreaking studies, the absolute importance of sourcing high-quality peptides. You can't just use any old stuff.
You absolutely cannot. That's such a critical point, maybe one of the most fundamental aspects that people outside the scientific community might overlook.
Right.
For any lab, the purity, the consistency, the precise characterization of the compounds you're using, it's as important as the experimental design itself. The validity, the reproducibility of your findings, it directly hinges on the quality of your source materials.
Garbage in, garbage out, basically.
Essentially, yes. And what makes a supplier like BC9 particularly notable and respected in the research community is their unwavering commitment to transparency in quality.
How do they show that?
Well, each peptide they offer is accompanied by rigorous, independent lab testing, third-party verification.
Okay, so not just their own testing.
Correct. This independent verification ensures accuracy and confirms the purity of the compound. It means researchers can have absolute confidence that what they receive is precisely what they ordered, free from contaminants that could totally mess up their experimental results.
So it's not just about having a compound, it's about having the right compound reliably batch after batch, which must be vital for any long-term study.
Exactly. Consistency is paramount. BC9 also maintains a meticulously research-focused selection. They offer a curated range of compounds that specifically align with cutting-edge scientific investigations in tissue repair and recovery.
So they stock what researchers actually need for these kinds of studies.
Yes. And that consistency in supply means researchers can conduct complex, long-term projects without interruption, without the huge headache of having to revalidate new batches of a compound. That's absolutely vital for robust and progressive scientific inquiry.
Right.
Ultimately, partnering with platforms like BC9 empowers researchers. It helps ensure that their potentially groundbreaking findings are based on consistent, precisely characterized, and trustworthy compounds. That is the bedrock of valid and impactful scientific discovery.
Okay, so to wrap things up a bit, BBC-157 and TB-500, they really represent this incredibly promising frontier for labs exploring innovative therapeutic models in injury research.
They certainly do.
They're distinct mechanisms, yet potentially synergistic effects. It's offering these tantalizing new avenues for understanding and maybe accelerating healing at that really fundamental cellular and molecular level in the lab.
Yes, but it's crucial we reiterate and really underscore this. BPC-157 and TP-500, as we've discussed them here, are strictly designated and available for research purposes only.
Right. This is not about human use.
Absolutely not. None of the fascinating findings or potential mechanisms we've explored suggest or endorse human use or any kind of medical applications at this stage. Instead, these peptides remain exceptionally valuable tools in ongoing scientific studies.
Tools for understanding.
Exactly. Dedicated to advancing our fundamental understanding of complex injury recovery processes and hopefully paving the way for future properly tested medical breakthroughs.
So what does this all mean for you, the curious learner tuning in? It means that the frontier of understanding how our bodies heal and recover is expanding at just an astonishing pace. It's driven by dedicated scientific investigation. And it's underpinned by the quality compounds, like those from BC9, that make truly groundbreaking discoveries possible in the first place. Imagine the ripple effect these meticulously conducted studies could have on future medical understanding.
It's exciting to think about.
Maybe one day revolutionizing how we approach everything from, I don't know, a sprained ankle to complex surgical recovery, all because of insights gleaned at the molecular level today.
That's the long-term hope of this kind of research.
We've really only just begun to scratch the surface of how this sophisticated cellular-level research might reshape our whole scientific approach to healing, maybe even beyond what we've talked about today. The future of recovery, it really seems, is unfolding one peptide at a time in laboratories all around the world.